Catch the Randy Rhoads Show live weekday afternoons right here on Progressive Voices Channel from 4 to 6 Eastern. But Ferdinand is, a first-generation Cuban-American, a Democratic pollster from Ben Dixon and Amandi. And, he just lost his radio show. And so I thought we would give him a chance to come on here and just vent about, the media and politics and the 2018 midterms and the Twitters and Scotty Mednick, our new producer. Hi, Ferdinand.
Hey, Randy, how are you?
I'm good. Anyway, Ferdinand, I don't even run a probe about what happened there because I used to work there. I know exactly what happened there, and it's just a crying shame. And I also know what it's like to be a token, in the giant stable of conservatism. And then we eke out this little time slot for ourselves, give it everything we got for like no money at all, and we succeed. And then they go, oh, crap, succeed. Oh, there's success here. Get rid of her. There, I just wanted you to talk to me about the attack on the media and what do you think is going to happen in 2018 in the midterms? I mean, where's your head? Because you're a pollster. So.
You know, Randy, I'm hoping for the best, but the numbers unfortunately tell a different story. And I think now, let's just start with President Trump. I mean, what else needs to be said except for the fact that he's obviously, Randy, unwell, unfit, and beyond help. What I think is more frightening when you look at the numbers is knowing that and being as abundantly clear as it is, there are still anywhere from 35% to 40% of Americans that continue to support the work that this unfit, unwell, beyond help person is doing as in his role as chief executive, as president of the United States.
Perhaps
that
they
really is the most frightening thing of all, Randy.
Well, perhaps they see a little bit of themselves in him.
Well, whether that is or not, I think for a lot of us, the concern, even in the run-up to the election, was not that Trump was running close, but the fact that he was even in a conversation at all. I mean, this should have been a 65-35 wipeout in the popular vote and in the electoral college. That was not what we saw. And in the post-Trump reality, now that he's president, it is even worse than even the biggest cynics, like all of us were, thought it could possibly have been, Randy. I mean, it has been not only an unmitigated disaster, it has been one where I think more and more we have to recognize the fact that this is a president that is being utilized as a tool of a hostile foreign government. And Randy, you who are in media, you've worked all over the country. I'm going to share some news now with your viewers. This just broke a few minutes ago, and this is not hyperbole. I'm not making this up, unfortunately. This is very frightening and very true. There is a radio station in the Washington, D.C. market. This was an FM station that has just been purchased by the Russian government to utilize to put out pro-Russian propaganda in our nation's capital in Washington, D.C. This is being reported in The Hill and other mainstream media papers talking about that literally a Russian radio station has taken over a Washington, D.C. station, 105.5 FM, which previously aired bluegrass and country music in the market.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we are in this country today, Randy.
You know what's really crazy about that, Fernand, is that foreign ownership of radio stations has always been prohibited in the great United States of America until February of 2017.
Gee, I wonder what happened then. Because believe it or not, Barack Obama, President Obama, one of the last acts he did as president in late December of 2016, to your point, was to issue a rider in one of these executive communiques talking about limiting the scope and penetration of anything that even resembled foreign propaganda. And here, to your point, Randy, you have in February of 2017 this new administration overriding that, and you now have the Russian government, Russian state propaganda, having acquired access to American airwaves. And if I weren't a little bit more out there today, I would say this is the type of things you see in other countries that is always the beginning and building blocks of a coup d'etat. This is where we are in America today, Randy Rhoads.
No, I agree with you, Fernando Mondi. I mean, it is interesting that, the whole movie Working Girl, remember that?
Yeah,
it was about that. It was about the fact that, there was a foreign owner that wanted to come into the United States and they wanted to buy a radio station and you couldn't do it. Couldn't do it because, foreign ownership of radio was always, always prohibited because it is so personal, because it is so local, it was supposed to be, right? And so she, finds a way to get them into television, right? To get them into TV. But that's how you get Rupert Murdoch owning Fox News. Because people go, that can't be true because Rupert Murdoch, he's not American. And you could own TV. You could not own, and cable TV. But you could not own the public airwaves. You could not own radio. But that all did change in February when Donald Trump became the president of the United States. He instructed the Federal Communications Commission to allow foreign ownership. And at first they were talking about, Australians, you know. And now, yes, you see that they took over, and it's interesting that they went after the country music station in Washington, D.C. Gee, I wonder which group, I wonder what the target audience is there, right? Yeah, yeah, I wonder who's you know, finds that appealing during their day, driving up and down, you know, Pennsylvania Avenue. But it is something, you know, that's obviously occurring. This man is the Manchurian candidate. I mean, supposedly you had to be brainwashed, you know, by a playing card or some such thing to trigger all the, you know, little bombs they put into Frank Sinatra's head to be. No, this guy just walked right in the front door, with all this loyalty to an adversary of ours. And now he's doing things to help them propagandize this entire country. For all things Randy, go to randyrhodes.com. But meet me here for the live show, 4 o'clock Eastern.